We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, a very famous Maisa. More to the end of the line, four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Kiva Raya de Ben Kalva Savua Hava. Rabbi Kiva was the shepherd of the son of Kalva Savua. Usually we learn he was a shepherd of Kalva Savua himself, but here our Gemara says the son of Kalva Savua. Kalva Savua was a very big usher, very rich person in Yerushalayim. He was called Kalva Savua. Anyone walked in as hungry as a Kalev walked out full. So Rav Kiva was the shepherd there. Have a Chazisa Barte, the daughter of the Ben Kalva Savua, saw him. David Tzni O'Mali, he saw that he was very tznius and he had very good midos. Amrulei, so she told him, if you give me kedushin, Azbe Rav, you're going to go to learn? Amrulei, yes, I'll go learn. He was mekadosh her in private, b'shadrusei, and they sent him off to learn. She sent him off to learn. Agav, Tosfos speaks out, even though there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says, Rabbi Kiva says, when I was Am Haaretz, if someone would give me Talmud Chacham, I would bite him like a chamar. So you see, he wasn't such a big Balmidas. While I was Am Haaretz, he was Balmidas. So Tosfos answers that the reason why he said that, he thought that the Talmud Chacham were Misgah Al Am Haaretz. And therefore, he thought they hated him, and therefore he said that. But Ba'etzem, he was a Shomer Mitzvah, like Tosfos says, and he was really a Balmidas. Shama Avua, her father heard about this. Afkuma Besa, he threw her out of the house. Odran Amnuch says, you can't have enough of my menachasim. Because what are you? You're getting married to this shepherd, to this Amarit shepherd. I'm from the richest person or people around. Also, Yosef Trey Sarish Nim Beirav. He went and learned 12 years in Beis Medrash. He also, Asi Bahadeh Trey Sar Afi Tamidi. When he was coming back, he came back with 12,000 Tamidim. Shama Elohu Saba, he heard this older man, the Kamala, that was telling her, "Ad kama kamedaberes amonos chayim." Until when are you going to sit here like a almana that's husband's alive? Amonos chayim means like your almana b'chayi bal. Your almana in the lifetime of your husband. You're sitting here like you like a kilu almana. Amar lei, she told the old person, "If you listen to me, they would stay another. He would stay another 12 years." Omar, so Rabbi Kiva said to himself, "Rishushka avidna, oh, I have rishush. Hoda azo v'yoso trei sorry shniachini bebei rav." He went back and learned another 12 years in the Beis Medrash, like Rechaim Shlavitz points out. He didn't even come home and stay home a few weeks and then go back because this avodah ratzif was 24 years straight is better than 12 years and 12 years. He also, when he came back after 24 years, Aisiv adeh esra bo alfei tamidei. He came back with 24,000 tamidim. Shalma de Vesu, his wife, heard he's coming back. Have a kanof kalape. She decides to go greet him. Omru la shivisa. So her friend asked her, told her, "She limani levush. Borrow one of my nice pieces of clothing. Miss Kasayan, cover yourself." Because obviously she was very poor. She didn't have a husband who was working for her for 24 years. And her father did not give her any money. So she didn't have too much money. So she was wearing rags. So the neighbor said, "You're going to greet your husband, who's now the Gadol Adar. Maybe put on nice clothing." Amalu yedei tzadik nefesh behemtai. The tzadik knows nefesh behemtai, which means that he knows exactly why I look like this. Kimot lagabe, when she came in front of him, nafla al apa, she fell on her face. Kominashkul elikari, and was kissing his feet. Have a kominatchul elishame. So the shamis with the gabba is pushing her away. What's this lady doing here? Amalu shafku, leave her alone. Shaliv v'shalachem shlohu. My Torah and all your Torah is hers. Why is it considered her Torah? So the Rad and Dharam says the reason is because her idea to send him to learn. Shama Avua, the Asa, Gavar Rabba Lamasa, the father heard that there's a big tzaddik coming to town, and for years already he's trying to matter the neder that he made. He had charata that his daughter looked like this. He had charata on the neder, even before he knew that Rabbi Kiva became a godlob. Now he heard there was a godlob dar coming. Oma Ezel Gabe, after the Mefer Nedroi, let me go to him, maybe he'll be made for my neder. Asa Gabe. So he went to the Gadol Adar, to Rabbi Kiva, Amalei. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, "Adaita the Gav Rav Minadarta, would you have been made a neder if you knew that Raya, that shepherd, would become a Gadol Adar?" Amalei, I feel perik echo, I feel halacha achas. Even if I knew he would learn one perik or one halacha, I would not have made a neder. Amalei, I know who. It's me. and it's me, and therefore the neder is taken care of. Tosfos has a kasha. The halacha is it can't be poisech benoilad. The holding of Pesach Charat is only if that thing was around b'shas the neder. Here b'shas the neder was taka amaretz. So how do you make a Pesach for that to make a mat neder? So Tosfos answers that at that time already he was planning going to learn. So he says the halacha lechoshev benoilad. Dr. Tosfos kivin shahalach lebei rav the deruchu b'hayach lilmoid shenasa adam galo. Someone goes to learn becomes adam galo. It's like a matzias. It's not even called benoilad. Akapanim. So he said, oh, it's me. Nafal ape. So Ben Kapasu Savua fell on his face. Vinashka Akari kissed him on his feet. Vyavle Palgama Moine. And he gave him half his money. Gave half his money to Rabbi Kiva. The Mefarshim, the Hafla, asked, Lechaira, it says, Al Yivazvez Yosim Mechaimish. So how is allowed to give half his Nechasim to Rabbi Kiva? Okay, kind of maybe it's in the family, it's different, but the Vice Toys from Hafla, it's a Kasha. So Hafloz is a Mari de Gateretz. It wasn't even though he gave half his money, it wasn't a fifth. Why? Because the Gemara says about Metzia, that you should keep a third of your money in cash, a third of your money in property, and a third of your money in Schaira. So here it says Palgo money, gave half his money, which means one-sixth of his possessions, which is less than a one-fifth. So it's Kushmak. Okay. Barthi Rabbi Kiva, the daughter of Rabbi Kiva, of the Leila ben Azai, the daughter of Rabbi Kiva, did the same thing for Ben Azai. She was married to Ben Azai, and she let him go learn. Behind her, she Rachel Basa Rachel Azla. That the Rachel goes Basa to Rachel. Goes Basa to Rachel. Azla. Of the Ima Kach of the Basa. Just like the Ima did that. The Bar did the same thing like the mother. Just like a Rachel goes to Rachel. The Ima. The Barta, daughter goes after the Barta. Now, there's two ha'aras here. First of all, it's a voya here that Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. So the Yavit asked, what do you mean? It was 24 years he was away. When the Gemara said before, you become Akara if you wait for so long. So the answer is her das was on her husband, therefore she didn't become Akara. But you should know, in the Sechas Adarim, it's a voya there that they had a child even before he left. Now, like our Gemara, that can answer that question. That's one point. Another point is, we know Ben Azai never got married. So how can say Ben Azai was married to the daughter? So yeah. Tois, what?
This Gemara is mashma,
they only had to do for Rabbi Kiva, yeah. Not like the Gemara in the Darm, right, exactly. But the other Gemara is mashma like that. Now, the Tois is another question about Ben Azai. Tois' question with Ben Azai is that Lechari Ben Azai never got married. So if Ben Azai never got married, so there... The Ben Azai never got married, so what's he married to Rabbi Kiva's daughter? So Akapanim, he answers the different truths, and one of the truths are that they only had an Erison, but Akapanim, she was married to Ben Azai. Agav, just looked at what was a Rachel. A Rachel is a U. I typed it as a goat or a sheep, I'm not sure, it's a U. Okay. I don't know, that's what it says in the article, that's what Rachel is. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, EW, it sounds like, you, whatever, I don't know, I don't know what that is. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Brei de Rava, Shadre Avui Lebe Rab. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rava, Rava sent Rabbi Yosef, his son, to learn by a different Rabbi Yosef. Shadre Avui Lebe Rab, the Kamei de Rabbi Yosef, sent him to the base manager of Rabbi Yosef. Poskoi Shishni. They made up, they learned for 6 years. After 3 years, Maisa, this little bachur was in yeshiva, and he was already married, and after 3 years, a young guy, he said, you know what, let me go home to check out what's going on. Let me go see my family. I miss my family. Shama Avua, so Avu, his father, Rava, heard about this. Shokol mona, v'nafak la'apeh. Rashi says, shokol mona means, took kli zayin, he took a gun, and he came to confront him. Amalei, where are you going? So Yonoskos Karta, you remember your Zaino, you remember your wife? Yigadam Yomalei, Yonoskos Karta, also lost on your wife, your dove, you remember your dove? Itrit, they had a whole argument, and Loi Marifsik, Loi Marifsik, it was Erev Yom Kippur, they both didn't eat the Sudas HaMaseches. Why? Because they were busy arguing if they should go back, not go back, block upon them, and you see how Makvid Rav was, don't even come home, you go to learn, it's a var ritzifus. You come every day. That's called the ritzifus. That's the way you learn. Ad kan the stories of the different Tamid Chachamim who went to learn. Now we go to Mishnah, back to Ksubas Avim. Talk to Mishnah. Hamaredes Abayla. Aisha who's Meredes Abayla will see Yetz Hashem in the Gemara what Meredes means. So the halacha is that if she's Meredes, we don't right away get rid of her and give her a get. What we do is we try to keep the marriage going. What we do, we give her a knas. We take away 7 dinrim a week, which means 1 dinner per day, We take it off our ksuba. Let's say our ksuba is 200 zoz, which is 200 dinrim. We take away 7 a week until the ksuba expires, basically. And then you just give her a get. Rav Yehuda and Shiva Trapkin. Not 7 dirim, 7 trapkin. We'll see what that is, how much that is. Admas is really on tomorrow's daf. Admas ayu paiches. How much do you take off a ksuba? Kenega ksuba. I told kenega the ksuba. Now, we learned before, ksuba includes a lot of things. It includes the 200 zoz, includes the sefes as well, and also includes the nichse sarim barazla. Anything that's in that ksuba includes everything. Rabbi Yisi Yemer, lo'ilim hu paiches v'hoylech, ad shem tipula yerushim ha'kamach ha'goy v'emena. Rabbi Yisi says, no, even more than a ksuba. That means she has nichse v'log, means she has a few buildings in Manhattan that she brings in, so we take away those buildings as well, even though that never even belonged to the husband. That belongs to her. It's nechsim v'log. But we give her a knas, and we take away, before they give the get, we even start taking away those nechasim. And even the nechasim that didn't even fall yet, that will fall, be Yerusha from her family. All those things we collect from. So that's what basically is ma'isiv, more Rabbi Yehuda, they even collect more from her before you give her a get. And the same halacha is on him also, v'chein ha'merida ishtoi, if he is meredes on his wife, we'll see again what this means. My sifin al ksubas is shlosh dirim shabbos. We add to her ksuba 3 dirim shabbos. And the shaila is why 7 for the isha? Be minus 7. Here it's plus 3. Here we have 3 trepkin. So again, the Gemara will discuss why by the isha meredes they take off more than by the other one who's meredes. Agav, the Yishalmi has a pshat. But we didn't go like the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi is because Mar says different pshat. The Yishalmi says because with the 7 malachas that the isha has to do for the husband, that's why it's 7 dirim. And there's 3 things the ish has to do for the isha. She'era ksusa vaynasa. Therefore, it's 3. That's the Yishalmi says pshat. But like Tosafot points out, our Gemara is not like the Yishalmi. Zok to Gemara, meredes memai. What exactly is a meredes? What constitutes a meredes? Rav Huna amar mitasha mita. She refuses to have tashmish. That's called meredes. And then we start this knas on her. She doesn't want to do malacha. She doesn't want to work. She doesn't want to do her ma'isi yadayim. She doesn't want to do any work. So that's machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yosi. Tanan. Let's see it from our mission. Giving a raya. We have the same halacha of meredes when he's the mered. He's the mered. He's the one who's rebelling. So bishlam on the amat tashmish lechaya. We can stand that he's refusing tashmish. So she's refusing tashmish. So it makes sense. You have both meredes. Ela mandi amat malacha. Mimus Shabbat law. If it's malacha, does he have to work for her? We never had such a thing. Zok tomorrow. In yes, but I'm not giving you zonis. I'm not giving you parnasa. That's a case where he's being meredes. Like Rashi points out that this is keneged malacha. So she has a chiyuv to malacha, and he has a chiyuv to support. He has a chiyuv to give him zonis and to mefarnes. If he says he doesn't want to do that, it's called meredes. Zok toises ba'omer. A lot of people like this toises ba'omer. Zok toises mekam mechiach Rabbeinu Eliyahu shechayiv odom lahaska atzmai lamed tenoikis. That a person is mechuyev to teach tenoikis or las malacha acheres gelosan as ishtoi. The like of mine is it's a ma'ir malacha. It says vices from here. A person has to get a job. You can't just say, you know, I don't have to take care of my wife. You see from here, you have to take a job. You don't know how to do anything. Teach tenoikis or do malacha acheres. That's gelosan as ishtoi. So akapodim. So that's cool. That's the answer. That's where this is possible also for malacha. Doesn't it say that if someone says, I don't want to give panasa, we just make him give a get and a ksuba, finish. You don't start adding 3 a week. Is that what we do? So Gemara, don't you have to handle with him? Maybe he'll change his mind. And teich that zman, what we do is we add on 3 dinrim a week. But now we have machlekes here, malacha or tashma mita. So Tais points out at this point when there's a machlekes like this, Rav Huna holds there is no meredes by malacha. Why not? Because Rav Huna taka holds, you can tell Isha can tell a baila, ainin nezainis veina oisa, that I don't want to work. So therefore, she can't be meredes by malacha because she can say, don't give me nezainis and I won't work. So therefore, Rav Huna didn't hold this possibility of meredes for malacha because she could say, I don't want to do any work. Meisve, I'm asking you a kasha. So remember, we have here Rav Huna and Rav Yosi Rechina. One says Mitash Mita, one says Malacha. Meisve, it says in a brisa which I have in entirety Amud Beis. Meisve, Achas li Arusa v'Nesua, v'Afil Nida v'Afil Chayla v'Afil Shmeres Yavim are all in the possibility to have a Meredes. That means Arusa could be a Meired, Nida can be a Meired, Chayla can be a Meired, Shmeres Yavim can be a Meired. So we'll read the parentheses. Even Rashi not gerus the parentheses. Bishlam l'mandi am Malacha Shapir. It's possible to be Meredes. Ay, what's has been raised by Arusa? The Arusa chayiv malacha, or Shemeres Yavam chayiv malacha. So Ritva says that is shayich malacha because that by Giyas man after 12 months that you're supposed to get married, you're not getting married. So then there is a chayiv of malacha. Al Kapanim says, "First of all, malacha shabbos. One day I'm in Tashmish. Need to buy Tashmish. How is possible? Read this on Nida. She's not possible without Tashmish. On malacha, and don't mention pass with Salam. At least Anita says I'm not going to have Tashmish, so already it bothers him. If he knows that after she becomes Tara, it'll be Mutter, that's fine. But here, Ray, she's refusing now already, it bothers him right now. Ikadam, a different version of this question is the opposite. Then it's, we understand that it says that it's possible for my Chayla Be'etzim to have Tashmish, and Anita also, you have the Vart of Pas Basali. So it's possible to say that you have Meredith Metashmish for all these things. Arus also means she doesn't want to get married. That's called Meredith Metashmish. Ella, Lamandiyam Malacha, but according to Mandiyam, that's Malacha, Chayla Bas Malacha, is a Chayla Bas Malacha? How could a Chayla do Malacha? Why we're saying that Chayla is called Meredith, she can't do Malacha. And Tosis points out, the Kavadim Kasha, what's the Chiddush of Anita Lagavi Malacha? Anita can't do Malacha? So Tosis that Anita is a little bit of Chayla Ksas. That Stam Nida is a Chayla Ksas, it would be still a Chiddush that there's Meredith Malacha. But Mara's asking, if you have Malacha, what's doing with Chayla? So Mara has a good Kasha. Ella Metashu Kulam Lepliga to have Meredith. And that's what the Bryce is talking about. The Vadai, there's an idea of Meredith. If someone says she doesn't want to have Tashmish, everyone agrees that's Meredith. And that's what the Brice is talking about, Achas Arusa, Achas Chayla, Achas Nida, who says she doesn't want to have Tashmish, it's called Meredith. And it's possible to have Meredith by Nida, like we said, Pas Pesala. The Bechleikas is there, if you are agreed to have Tashmish, the argument there, she's rebelling about Malacha, is that called a Meredith or not? Keep pleading in Malacha. Masav of Malacha, lo yavim redas. One man says Malacha is not called Meredas. Masav of Malacha, not me yavim redas. But my host, no, Malacha isn't Meredas. Because Rav Yosi Ravuna, if Meredas is called Malacha, and if you refuse to do Malacha, that's called Meredas, it's called rebelling. Like we explained, because Rav Huna holds that there's no Meredas for Malacha, because he holds you could say, she could say, I'm not working. Don't give me Meredas, I'm not working. But other man, he can't say that. And therefore, someone who refuses to do Malacha is a Meredas.